بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيتها النفس المطمئنة ارجعي إلى ربك راضية مرضية.
حسين حسين King of Martyrs. حسين حسين has been slaughtered. حسين حسين true. Hussain, Hussain, for his people.
لبيك يا حسين.
لبيك يا حسين.
لبيك يا حسين.
We all grew up with love of Hussein. We all grew up with love of Hussein. We pray to live a life like Hussein. We pray to live a life like Hussein.
Thanks for love of Hussein. Thanks for love of Hussein. Thanks for love of Hussein. Thanks for love of Hussein.
Thanks for love of Hussein.
Thanks for love of Hussein.
Thanks for love of Hussein.
Thanks for love of Hussein.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام على الحسين
وعلى علي بن الحسين
وعلى أولاد الحسين
وعلى أصحاب الحسين. السلام عليكم. May Allah bless you
and your family
and your community. What is your name?
Ali Zahra, and he is our teacher.
And I am the teacher. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, starting tonight, for the next 10 nights, we'll be a guest at your home. This program is sponsored by Al-Kisa Foundation, Rise Academy, Sabah Center, in partnership with Children's Ahlul Bayt TV. So we say salam also to all the viewers of Children's Ahlul Bayt TV. Inshallah, we will have a special program for you every night. In our program, we will have discussions about some lessons that we can learn from the great characters that were martyred in Karbala. We will visit some holy places. We have special reports with special people and special guests. Inshallah, we'll talk about the Muharram Project book and the activities that inshallah you can do at home. We will have a children majlis led by Maulana Sayyid Abbas Al-Wahidi that is inshallah going to be a very spiritual part of our program, followed by the recitation of Matam and Nohe and Latmiya by children. And we also have a section where you can help with this program as well, and inshallah participate and contribute to be part of the special program dedicated to Imam Hussein alayhi salam. And then we'll have some animation and some other clips that have been made by the Children Ahlul Bayt TV. So, it is the month of Muharram again, Zahra. What's special about Muharram?
Imam Hussein was martyred.
Imam Hussein alayhi salam and his companions and some of his family members were martyred. And can you tell us about Imam Hussein?
He's our third Imam.
And who is his father and mother?
His father is Imam Ali, and his mother is Sayyida Fatima.
Sayyida Fatima to Zahra, salamullah alayha. And where is the shrine of Imam Hussein Ali Zahra?
Karbala.
In the land of Karbala. So why don't we begin our program by taking our hearts to Karbala?
Hussein, Hussein, King of Martyrs. Hussein, Hussein has been slaughtered. Hussein, Hussein, true believers. Hussein, Hussein, are his weepers. Hussein, Hussein, King of Martyrs. Hussein, Hussein has been slaughtered. Hussein, Hussein, true believers. Hussein, Hussein, are his weepers.
Peace be upon the martyr of Karbala, Hazrat Abu Abdullah al-Hussein alayhi salam. So Ali Zahra, why are you wearing black?
Because if you're wearing red, that means you're happy, but if you're wearing like
black,
that means you're sad.
You're sad. Why are you sad?
Because Imam Hussein was martyred.
You're sad because Imam Hussein alayhi salam was martyred. And all of us are sad that Imam Hussein, this beloved grandson of our Prophet, was martyred in Karbala. So when Muharram comes, you see people wearing black clothes. You see black banners, you see black flags, right? Oh, I see a black flag in front of you. Can you show it to us? Right. That flag says, Ya Abul Fazl al-Abbas. So sometimes you see children waving black flags in the majalis. Very good. And Elizara, what is that?
This is...
Let me help you with it. There you go.
Like Khadims wear this.
Wow, you're right. You look like a khadim on one of the shrines of Ahlul Bayt. This is Ya Zainab al-Kubra. So this goes around like, you know, your upper body. Very interesting. And what about these t-shirts? Can you help me, like, can I show the t-shirts?
Like, this is from Rise Academy, and some students from Rise Academy wear this, like me.
Wow, Elia Zahra is a student at Rise Academy. And Rise Academy students, you know, had these t-shirts that says Yo Abbas with the name of the school behind it. So you see sometimes children wearing black t-shirts, and sometimes you see them wearing something like this. It says Labbayka Ya Hussein. Say Labbayka Ya Hussein.
Labbayka Ya Hussein.
Labbayka Ya Hussein.
Labbayka Ya Hussein.
Children at home, say with me, Labbayka Ya Hussein.
Labbayka Ya Hussein.
Okay, let me help you put this on, and then you can tie the back. There you go. And I'll put it on as well. You know what that means? That means Ya Imam Hussein, if you were here today, we would be with you, and we would be your helper. And did you know that the Imam of our time, Imam Mahdi Ajjalallah Ta'ala Farajul Sharif, who is from the progeny of Imam Hussein, is like the Hussein of our time. So when we say Labbayka Ya Hussein, we're saying, Ya Imam Mahdi, we want to be your follower. We want to be your helper. And sometimes you see little children wearing a shirt like this, a green shirt resembling Hazrat Abdullah al-Razi Ali Asghar alayhi salam. Well, speaking of children, Kisa Kids has published a lot of books. And some of these books are about Muharram. So we have this book called Hakim and Hadi, Remember Imam Hussein alayhi salam. And on this page, wow, I think Hakim is wearing something like you. Very interesting. And Hakim's mom and dad are helping to decorate their house, their masjid, their street with black banners. So children at home, our friends, what are you doing to prepare your house for the month of Muharram? You know, sometimes you see like in a house, a flag like this, right? And by the way, this is As-Salamu ala al-Hussein, peace be upon Imam Hussein, peace be upon Hazrat Ali, son of Imam Hussein, peace be upon the children of Imam Hussein, peace be upon the companions of Imam Hussein. So I would encourage you to think of ways to make your house look like a little Husseiniyah. Now you can think of creative ways to do that. You could wear a black shirt. You could put on banners and flags of Imam Hussein. What other way can you prepare your house for the month of Muharram, inshallah? Even at schools, at Islamic schools, you know, children that are blessed to go to an Islamic school, the schools prepare for month of Muharram. You go inside the school and everything, like you see the name of Imam Hussein everywhere. So we're gonna watch a little clip from Rise Academy, where students were making flags for Imam Hussein. And what they did is they made a lot of flags on the nights of Ashura, where they had the julus and the entire community came. They give flags to all the children who were attending the julus.
لبيك يا حسين لبيك يا حبيب الله
لبيك يا حسين
دار الله أحرم العشاق بين الحرمين بين عباس وما بين الحسين صوتهم شوقا على فاشهد يا كربلاء صوتهم شوقا على فاشهد يا كربلاء جنة المأوى ستبقى كربلاء قد سقاها الله من أزكى دماء فهي ما زالت بذاك الكبرياء وبها أصبح حج الفقراء أحرم العشاق بين الحرمين بين عباس وما بين الحسين صوتهم شوقا على فاشهد يا كربلاء صوتهم شوقا على فاشهد يا كربلاء
يا حسين.
You know, Elia Zahra, you know what I miss most this year in Muharram?
What?
Unfortunately, I won't get the chance to go and attend a Majlis of Imam Hussein in person. Because of the situation around the world, some children may not get the opportunity and the blessing to attend a Majlis of Imam Hussein in person. That's why we have programs like this. So inshallah, we remember Imam Hussein in our homes. However, some children actually do have the opportunity to go and attend a majlis where Maulana is giving a speech, remembering Imam Hussein, remembering the lessons of Karbala, and then they remember the masa'ib and some of the tragedies that happened in Karbala. And you know, have you ever seen, you know, your parents or your friends crying in the majlis of Imam Hussein?
Yes.
And then, like, can they do matam and no hand lets me for Imam Hussein? Inshallah, I pray that a day comes very soon that we can attend the majalis of Imam Hussein. Now, some people go to Husayniyah, some go to Masjid, now some go to the shrines of Ahlul Bayt and the Imamzadas for Muharram. So our next part of the program is a special report made by our crew who are currently in Iran, and they visited the shrines of one of the Imamzadas. Do you know what an Imamzada is?
No.
Well, an Imamzadeh is a shrine, or we say shrine of Imamzadeh, that belongs to one of the progeny, one of the great-great-grandchildren of Imam Hussein. So today we're going to go and visit a shrine of an Imamzadeh known as Hazrat Abdul Azim Hassani alayhi salam, and see how are they preparing for Muharram in the shrine of Imamzadeh Abdul Azim.
Thank you. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام على الحسين وعلى علي بن الحسين وعلى أولاد الحسين وعلى أصحاب الحسين. السلام عليكم. We send our condolences to all the believers around the world and the Imam of our time on the sad occasion of the arrival of the month of Muharram, the month of Azza of Hadrat Abu Abdullah al-Hussein. When Muharram arrives, the lovers of Ahlul Bayt establish the Adha of Imam Hussein by holding majalis of Adha, decorating streets and homes with posters and banners of Muharram, and wearing black clothes and taking out their alams. Around 1,400 years ago, when the army of Yazid ran their horses over the body of Imam Hussein, they thought that they would bury his name in history forever. They never imagined a day will come in the 21st century where a baby born in South America will be named Hussein. Or in the country of Nigeria, millions will mourn on the day of Ashura for the martyrdom of Imam Hussein. And Zikr al-Musibat of the martyrs of Karbala will be recited in different languages all around the world. The enemies tried to slaughter the progeny of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Karbala and delete their names from history. But today, thousands of shrines are built for Imam Zadis, the grandchildren of Ahlul Bayt, in different countries all around the world. Today, we are in the shrine of Imam Zadeh Abdul Azim, a progeny of Imam Ali and Sayyidah Fatima, who was one of the greatest companions of Imam Ridha, Imam Jawad, and Imam Al-Hadi alayhi salam. In addition to him, two more Imamzades are buried here. Hazrat Hamza, son of Imam Qadim alayhi salam, and the brother of Imam Ridha alayhi salam, is also buried here. The grave of Imamzade Tahir, one of the children of Imam Sajjad, is also in this holy shrine. According to a tradition by Imam Hadi, the reward of visiting Shah Abdul Azim is the same as visiting the shrine of Imam Hussein in Karbala. On this first night of Muharram, I invite all of you to decorate your homes with the flags of Muharram and to learn more about the events of Karbala and the message of Imam Hussein. We pray that you and your family get an opportunity to visit the shrine of Shah Abdul Azim, inshallah. This is Fatima, Rise Academy, reporting from Tehran, Iran. Thank you. Assalamu alaikum.
I pray that all of you get the blessing and opportunity to visit the shrines of Ahlul Bayt alayhim wassalam sometime soon. So Eliezer, I have a question for you. Are you ready?
Yes.
Have you ever seen a chameleon?
I saw it in my encyclopedia.
Okay, so you learned about the chameleon in the encyclopedia. What is unique and special about the chameleon?
Because it could like change colors.
The chameleon has the ability to change color. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created the chameleon with this special unique characteristic. So when the chameleon goes to a specific environment, it becomes like that environment. It changes color. Now, when I look at the chameleon, when I look at the animals, when I look at trees, the nature, the beautiful creation of Allah, it makes me think, it makes me ponder, it makes me reflect, it teaches me a lot of lessons. So let me share a lesson that I learned from the chameleon. You know, when I look at the chameleon and the chameleon changing color, it reminds me of myself. So sometimes when I hang out with friends that, or people that are not doing things they're supposed to be doing. You know, maybe they're not remembering Allah. Maybe they're making very bad choices. If I hang out with them for a while, I may become like them. I may act like them. But Eliezer, when I hang out with my friends who are good mu'minin, good believers, Eliezer, I act like them. I become like them. I talk like them. I walk like them. And that's good. But you know what's interesting? I don't want to be like the chameleon to always change color. I always try to want to be good the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants me to be. What about you? Do you like to be like a chameleon that you change colors?
No.
No. We want to be like a lion, right? Because the lion never changes colors, right? Now, tonight, in our first majlis, we're going to talk about a people of a city that changed colors. And in that city, there was a lion. And when the lion was left all alone, the lion still didn't change colors. Do you want to hear about the story?
Yeah.
So, inshallah, to learn about the story, we will, inshallah, virtually attend our first majlis led by our dear beloved Mawlana Sayyid Abbas al-Wahidi. With the salawat ala Muhammadin wa ala Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad wa ajjil farajahum.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala sayyidina wa nabiyyina abil qasim al mustafa Muhammad. Salawatullah wa salamu alayhi. Wa ala ahli baytihi at-tayyibin at-tahirin al-ma'sumin. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. First of all, I would like to give my condolences to Imam for a time, and second of all, to all of you, to Ilya Zahra and Muhammad Hussein, and to all of my friends. And second of all, to Imam for a time, for the days of the martyrdom of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salatu wassalam in the land of Karbala. Today, inshallah, I would like to talk about a very, very important point, which is the real meaning and the exact meaning of Islam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah An'am, ayah 162-163, قُلْ إِنَّ صَلَاتِي وَنُسُكِي وَمَحْيَايَ وَمَمَاتِي لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ لَا شَرِيكَ لَهُ وَبِذَلِكَ أُمِرْتُ وَأَنَا أَوَّلُ الْمُسْلِمِينَ O Prophet, you say, indeed, my prayer, all my actions, my faith, my life, my death, everything is for the Lord of the worlds, for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I don't associate anyone with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in worship. And I was commanded, I was ordered by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be the Muslim. That means to be submissive to the word, to the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, with looking at this ayah, we learn that the meaning of Islam is being submissive to the orders and the wills of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is so fascinating and amazing when we go to Quran. For example, the story of Prophet Nuh, such an amazing story. At the end, he says, I am a Muslim. That means I am submissive to the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Prophet Nuh alayhi salam, Prophet Hud alayhi salam, and also Prophet Yusuf alayhi salam. He had all the beautiful things in the world, in this dunya, right? He had power, he had wealth, he has beauty, right? But he says, Oh Allah, I ask one thing from you, which caused me to die as a Muslim. Live like a Muslim, like a real Muslim, and die like a real Muslim. Islam doesn't mean pick and choose. You can't say, okay, I submit to the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala this part, and I don't practice the other part. No, you can't pick and choose. You have to follow whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks us. And ordered us to do, right? Because we want to, at the end of the day, we want to make him happy. We want to be the best servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, normally, in the first day of Muharram, we commemorate the Shahada of Muslim ibn Aqil. And such a beautiful name, Muslim. Muslim means the one who is submissive to the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was the ambassador of Imam Hussein alayhi salam and also the cousin of Imam Hussein. So the people of Kufa sent over 18,000 letters to Imam Hussein in begging him and asking him, please come to us because we want to be with you. We are fed up by Yazid. We are tired of him. He's a very corrupt person. He is a very corrupt governor. We don't want him anymore. We want to fight for you against Yazid. So Imam Hussein sent Muslim ibn Aqil. So he went to Kufa. Everything was good. They were going to him. They were saying, oh, we are waiting for Imam Hussein. So Imam Hussein was on his way. And all of a sudden, as soon as the people of Kufa heard that Ibn Ziyad is coming with his soldiers and he's threatening them because they were following Imam Hussein, they were scared. In the masjid, when Muslim ibn Aqil was praying, he was praying Isha prayer. Right after Isha, he saw some people were missing. And then he was doing Maghrib, no one was there. So he was all alone. Finally, in the next day, they captured him in a house. Before that, they started fighting him, throwing stones, throwing fire. And he was fighting with over 100 people, 100 soldiers of Ibn Ziyad. So when they took him to Darul Imara, Darul Imara is the place that the governor lives. It's like his office. When they took him there, and as soon as Muslim saw Ibn Ziyad is entering to the palace, he started crying. Muslim Aqil was so sad. Why? You know, he said to Ibn Ziyad, don't be happy. I'm not sad. I'm not crying because I'm scared of death. I know you're going to kill me. I'm not scared of death. I'm crying because my cousin Imam Hussein on his way. I have three wills to do. Please do three things before I die. Three things. One, when I die, when you kill me, give me a proper burial. Two, I borrow some money from some other people, sell my shield, and give the money back to them. And three, please send a letter to my cousin Imam Hussein alayhi salam. I don't want him to come to Kufa because you people want to kill my cousin and the Imam of my time, Imam Hussein alayhi salatu wasalam. But do you think they listened to Imam Hussein, to Imam Hussein's ambassadors? No, they didn't listen. They waited for Imam Hussein to come to Karbala, and we all know what happened in the day of Ashura. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the best, the tawfiq of being the best followers and lovers of Ahlul Bayt, alayhim salatu wa salam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Please recite the salawat ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil faraja.
حسین فاطمه حسین فاطمه don't come to Kufa don't come to Kufa
حسین فاطمه حسین فاطمه don't come to Kufa don't come to Kufa
people of Kufa are so unfaithful They broke their promise and they are not shameful. People of Kufa are so unfaithful. They broke their promise and they are not shameful. They have betrayed me. They are killing me. They will betray you and they will kill you.
Hussein Fatima, Hussein Fatima, don't come to Kufa, don't come to Kufa. Hussein Fatima, Hussein Fatima, don't come to Kufa, don't come to Kufa.
There is no Haya in streets of Kufa. Do not bring Zainab, don't bring Sakina. There is no Haya in streets of Kufa. Do not bring Zainab, don't bring Sakina. They don't have mercy, even on children. Do not bring Asghar, don't bring your children.
Hussein
and Fatima, don't come to Kufa, don't come to Kufa.
Hussein and Fatima,
Hussein and Fatima, don't come to Kufa, don't come to Kufa. Assalamu alayka ya Rasulullah. السلام عليك يا حبيب الله السلام عليك يا أمير المؤمنين السلام عليك يا سيد وسي السلام عليك يا فاطمة الزهراء سيدة الصالح العالمين السلام عليك يا حسين مجتبى السلام عليك يا عبا عبد الله السلام على الحسين وعلى علي بن الحسين وعلى أولاد الحسين وعلى أصحاب الحسين السلام عليك يا علي بن موسى رضا ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام عليك يا صاحب الزمان ورحمة الله وبركاته
Once upon a time, there was a young companion and cousin of Imam Hussein. He was known as Muslim ibn Aqil, and his title was Abu Dawood. He was the second child of Aqil ibn Abu Talib. Muslim ibn Aqil was a heroic individual in the tragedy of Karbala. His loyalty, respect, and patience is evident in his actions before the great event of Ashura. He contributed to Karbala by going ahead to Kufa with a letter from Imam Hussein to his followers in Kufa. Imam Hussein had received a letter of invitation from the people of Kufa with the following words: "We invite you to come to Kufa as we have no Imam to guide us. So you, Allah, will unite us on the path of truth." Imam Hussein also received hundreds of other letters and petitions for him to be their leader. Therefore, Imam Hussein decided to send Muslim ibn Aqil, who was a famous warrior, in his place to Kufa to study the situation there and report to him. He also wrote a letter to the people of Kufa and gave it to Muslim ibn Aqil. In this letter he said, "I'm sending my cousin and one of the most trusted ones from my family, Muslim ibn Aqil, to report to me about your affairs. If his report agrees with what you have written, I will soon be with you. You must be clear of the fact that the Imam is the one who follows the Book of Allah and serves Allah in all matters and affairs with justice, honesty, and truth." On reaching Kufa, more than 18,000 people appeared before Muslim ibn Aqil and pledged their loyalty to Imam Hussein as their Imam. Seeing this, Muslim ibn Aqil reported to the Imam that he should proceed to Kufa as the situation was positive. However, amongst the people of Kufa there were many spies of Yazid. When Yazid heard from them of the invitations to Imam Hussein and the arrival in Kufa of Muslim ibn Aqil, he was filled with anger. He sent a message to his governor in Basra, Ubaidullah ibn Ziyad, to go to Kufa and take over the position of the governor of Kufa. Ibn Ziyad was also told to arrest Muslim and kill him. Arriving in Kufa, he addressed the people of Kufa, announcing his appointment as Yazid's governor. He then ordered them to surrender Muslim ibn Aqil to him. Ibn Ziyad surrounded Kufa. When this announcement was made, Muslim ibn Aqil secretly moved to Hani ibn Urwa's house, another great companion of Imam Hussein. Muslim ibn Aqil used to lead the prayers in the great mosque of Kufa. The support for Muslim ibn Aqil in Kufa had become a major threat for Yazid and his governor, Ubaidullah ibn Ziyad. During evening prayers, people were sent from the court of the governor publicly announcing that anyone found supporting Muslim ibn Aqil would be tortured and put to death. When Muslim ibn Aqil finished Salatul Maghrib, his 30,000 followers had reduced to 18. When Hazrat Muslim completed the Isha prayers and turned back, he found the mosque empty except for Hani ibn Urwa. Ibn Ziyad, the horrific governor, found out where Muslim ibn Akil was. Hani was arrested and thrown into prison. Muslim ibn Akil and his two sons left Hani's house, and Hazrat Muslim went into the desert to try to get back to Imam Hussein to warn him not to come to Kufa. Muslim ibn Akil lost his life when he was arrested. Ibn Ziyad told Ibn Akil that he would be killed and asked him if he had any last wishes. Muslim ibn Akil said, "I owe a debt which should be paid off by selling off my sword and armor. Secondly, I want my body to be given a proper burial. Thirdly, I want a message sent to Imam Hussein advising him not to come to Kufa." Ibn Ziyad agreed to the first request, refusing the last two. He then ordered Muslim ibn Akil to be taken to the rooftop of the palace to be executed and his body thrown to the ground. Immediately after Muslim's death, Hani ibn Urwa was dragged to the rooftop and executed. Hazrat Muslim ibn Akil's two sons, Muhammad and Ibrahim, were also killed in Kufa. The people of Kufa called upon Imam Hussein to take over the Umayyad bloodline, but instead, cowardly hid in their homes as the ambassador of the Imam was murdered. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. That was a very beautiful majlis recited by Maulana Wahidi. Do you know Maulana Wahidi?
He's our Quran teacher.
He's your Quran teacher. And do you like your Quran teacher?
Yes, so much.
Alhamdulillah. You're blessed to have Maulana Wahidi as your teacher. He is a hafiz of Quran, a teacher of Quran, and inshallah he will be with us every night for these programs to recite the majlis of Imam Hussein. And if you're interested to sponsor these majalis of Imam Hussein, you may go to our website, kissakids.org, and there's a link there that you can make a donation. The link is also provided in the description of our YouTube channel and also in the comment section in Facebook. May Allah accept your donation. Every night, we refer to our Muharram project booklet, which has activities, hands-on activities for children, the speeches there, even the matan that you recited is there. It was you who recited the matan, right?
Yes.
Can you read, like, you know, just a short part of the matan for us?
Hussein Fatima, Hussein Fatima, don't come to Kufa, don't come to Kufa.
So you can find the poem for this matan, and inshallah you can practice at home and recite it in the majalis as well, inshallah. And if you want to get a hold of the Muharram project booklet, please go to our website. You can download the PDF for free. The next section of our program is a special section because we get to hear you, children at home all around the world. But the clip is very special, you know why? Eliezaro, if I tell you, you can speak to Imam Hussein and you can talk to him, would you like to do that?
So much.
I like to do that as well. So, you can submit your clips to the email that you see on the screen and inshallah, talk to Imam Hussein. So the question is, if you were speaking to Imam Hussein, what would you tell Imam Hussein alayhi salam? And inshallah, we will show these clips and the shrine of Imam Hussein in our upcoming programs. I hope that you enjoyed the program today. And we have a couple more segments left. There is an animation and another clip, again, produced by CAB TV, Children Ahl al-Bayt TV. And we would like to thank them for their partnership. May Allah bless everyone who is working hard to make this program possible. And inshallah, we'll see you tomorrow with a very, very special guest. So let's go ahead and take our hearts to the shrine of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Assalamu alayka ya Aba Abdullah.
I am really amazed at your bravery and strength and faith in Allah. Baby Sakina was really lucky to have an uncle like you. Labbaik ya Abbas. Labbaik ya Abbas.
Assalamu alaikum everyone. Welcome to a message from Karbala. My name is Hadi Al-Hilli and my lecture is going to be about love of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على محمد أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Every year in Muharram, millions of people around the world gather to show their love and loyalty to the grandson of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, Imam Hussein alayhi salam. This is because we are commanded to do so in the Holy Quran. Say, I do not ask for anything from you except love for my family, chapter 42 and verse 23 of the Holy Quran. Loving them means to follow them and to obey their teachings. It also needs us to study their lives and what they went through, so we can benefit in our own lives too. This is especially important for Imam Hussein alayhi salam because we can learn a lot from his sacrifice and his teachings. The Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, Hussein is from me and I am from Hussein. Allah loves whoever loves Hussein. This is a powerful narration from the Prophet. It highlights how we should all seek the love of Imam Hussein and how it will please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I saw how much people love Imam Hussein and how they would do anything for him when I walked from Najaf to Karbala during Arba'een. Alhamdulillah, I did this for 2 years and it was amazing. I saw thousands and thousands of people walking, chanting Labbaik Ya Hussein and beating their chests. There were many people who wanted to serve the visitors of Imam Hussein. Some were serving tea, others were giving food, while some were providing areas for the visitors to sleep and rest. I felt their kindness. What was so amazing was that they were doing all of this free of charge. They just wanted the visitors of Imam Hussein to feel comfortable and at ease. I learned from their action of generosity and how strong their love for Imam Hussein is. In Arba'een, over 15 million from all over the world take part. It was amazing to see so many people wanting to visit Karbala. If you haven't been to the Arba'een walk, I suggest you do so, as it will be a memorable journey that you will never forget. Therefore, we as Muslims and followers of Ahlul Bayt must keep the love of Imam Hussein in our hearts and actions, and be good humans serving others as he did so brilliantly. As-salamu ala al-Hussein, wa ala Ali ibn al-Hussein, wa ala awlad al-Hussein. وعلى أصحاب الحسين والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
The ruler of Basra, Ubaydullah ibn Ziyad, had just received a letter from Yazid bin Muawiyah. An uprising was expected in the city of Kufa. The people of Kufa had invited Imam Hussein alayhi salam to take charge of their affairs. They wanted the rule of justice. The tyrant ruler, Ubaydullah ibn Ziyad, had been ordered to go to Kufa to crush the uprising. He immediately ordered that Basra be cordoned off. If the Muslims of Basra joined the forces, with the people of Kufa, it would become very difficult to fight them. Thus, no one was allowed to leave Basra. All the friends and the supporters of Imam Hussein alayhi salam in Basra were being tracked down. In the meantime, the caravan of Imam Hussein alayhi salam had left Medina for Makkah. Adham bin Umayyah lived in Basra and loved Imam Hussein alayhi salam from the core of his heart. He was tall, strong, and faithful. His father was among the companions of the Holy Prophet. Adham was planning to leave Basra secretly, but there were soldiers all over guarding the streets as well as the city exists. It seemed almost impossible to leave the city. Spies dressed up as commoners were found everywhere. He could not trust anyone. The slightest negligence could result in his arrest, depriving him of the golden opportunity to serve his imam. He had to plan carefully, but who could he trust? One day, he saw Yazid bin Sabit in the market. They were old friends meeting after a long time. They were delighted to see each other. They started to talk in the corner of the alley. "You look upset. What is bothering you?" Yazid asked Adham. Adham smiled and said, "You're not a stranger in this city. You know what is going on. The city has been cordoned off and I want to leave." "But why do you want to leave the city?" asked Yazid. "They're not after you." "You're right. They're not after me, but I miss a dear friend and I want to be with him." Adham chose his words carefully as he wasn't sure if he could trust him. Yazid bin Sabit was an intelligent man. He understood what his friend meant. He paused for a moment and said, "Brother, it seems that both of us have the same intention." "What intention?" asked Adham. "Aren't we trustworthy friends? Both of us love and follow Imam Hussein. We do not need to fear for each other," whispered Yazid. "By God, Adham, whatever it takes, I have decided to help Imam Hussein alayhi salam. I have learnt that his caravan has already left Medina. If you want to join him too, let us take off together," he suggested. Adham was overjoyed. "You have expressed my heart's desire, brother. I will leave with you. You have chosen the right path. Who else will be coming with us?" Yazid replied, "Adham, you know that God has blessed me with 10 sons. 2 of them will be with us on this trip. They will also want to serve Imam Hussein alayhi salam." With God's help, they left Basra in the dark, unnoticed. After a long and secret journey, they finally met the caravan of Imam Hussein alayhi salam near Mecca, at a place called Abta. They were relieved and thanked Almighty Allah for his help. They greeted the imam and sought his permission to join his caravan. Adham's dream had come true. He was in the service of his imam. The happiest man on earth was not ready to separate from his imam, even if the whole world was given to him. On the day of Ashura, the last day of his life, he paused for a moment and looked back in time. He said to himself, "What a beautiful way to leave this world. By Allah, the companions of Imam Hussein alayhi salam have the best ending possible. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for blessing me with the opportunity. You know that I have always prayed for a good ending. It can't get better than this, the martyrdom in the ranks of Imam Hussein alayhi salam." Adham bin Umayyah took permission from his imam and left for the battlefield along with a group of companions. They fought bravely and pushed the enemy back. Adham was martyred in the encounter. Martyrdom in the ranks of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, a beautiful ending indeed.
Once a month, Mustafa used to gather all the students in the school, and they would go to the city and pick up trash. When they asked Mustafa, why do you do this? He said, well, first, it helps to clean the city. And second, it teaches the students that we have a responsibility towards the city and the community that we live in. Mustafa was martyred. He was one of the recent martyrs of Islam. May Allah bless his soul. Well, I hope you enjoyed our first episode. We look forward to being a guest at your house tomorrow night with the second episode of Rise With Us. May Allah bless you, your family, and your community. Assalamu alaikum. As-salamu ala al-Husayn wa ala Ali ibn al-Husayn wa ala awlad al-Husayn wa ala ashab al-Husayn.